Rip Van Winkle. The year is 1765. Rip Van Winkle lives in a village at the foot of the Catskill Mountains. He lives in an old, ugly house. Rip is a simple, kind man. Everyone in the village loves him because he is friendly and helpful. He plays with the children and makes things for them. Rip's wife is not kind to him. She talks to him angrily all the time, but Rip never gets angry at his wife. He simply keeps away from her. Rip has only one bad point. He doesn't like working. He only does the things he likes. He sits on a rock and fishes all day. He walks in the forest and hunts animals. He builds fences for his friends. His cow eats the vegetables in his garden. His children's clothes are old and dirty. Rip has a dog called Wolf. Mrs. Van Winkle doesn't like Wolf, and Wolf doesn't like her. She often throws things at the poor animal. Rip often goes to the village inn. It is called King George III, in honor of the British king. There is a picture of King George outside the inn. The men of the village sit outside the inn during the summer. They talk and drink. They listen carefully to the schoolteacher, Derek Van Bummel. He is an educated man and uses long words. Nicholas Vedder is the innkeeper. He sits outside the inn from morning until night. Rip likes going to the inn and talking to his friends. He is very happy there. But Mrs. Van Winkle doesn't like the inn or his friends. "This is a place for lazy men," she says. "You must never go there again, Rip." One day, Rip goes up the Catskill Mountains. After walking for many hours, he feels tired. He sits on a green hill and looks at the majestic Hudson River. "It's almost evening. I must go home. My wife will get angry," he thinks. As he's going down the mountain, he hears a voice. "Rip Van Winkle! Rip Van Winkle!" He looks around, but he sees no one. He hears someone call, "Rip Van Winkle! Rip Van Winkle!" again. Then he sees a very strange man. He is climbing up the hill with something on his back. Rip thinks, "Who is this? No one ever comes here. Perhaps I can help him." Rip walks toward the man and is very surprised. He sees a short, square, old man. He has long, white hair and a beard. Rip thinks, "Strange. He's wearing very old clothes. They are Dutch clothes of the 1600s. Who is this man?" The old man is carrying a small barrel on his back. Rip helps the man and carries his barrel. Together, they go up the valley. Rip can hear the thunder, but he can't see the storm. The man walks and Rip follows the strange man. They come to a place made of big stones and trees. There are some strange men there. They are all wearing Dutch clothes of the 1600s too, and they all have beards. There is a captain. He is wearing a captain's hat. He is big, fat man. They are playing nine pins. The balls sound the same as thunder. No one is speaking. The silence and the cold eyes of the men scare Rip. The old man points to the barrel and to the other old men. "These men want to drink," Rip thinks. He serves them and they continue playing again. Rip drinks from the barrel too. It is a very strong drink, but Rip likes it. He drinks again and again. Soon, he falls asleep. Rip wakes up the next morning and says, "It's morning." Then he remembers the old man with the barrel, the game of nine pins, and the strong drink. "My wife will be furious. What can I tell her?" He looks for his gun, but finds an old gun in its place. He calls his dog, but the dog does not come. Those old men have my gun and my dog. I must find them, he thinks. He gets up and tries to walk. He searches everywhere, but he can't find the men or his dog. He is very hungry and decides to go home. He starts going down the mountain, and when he is near the village, he meets some people. How strange! I know everyone in the village, but I don't know these people. Their clothes are very different, he thinks. The people look at him and his clothes. They are surprised, and they touch their faces. Why are they touching their faces? Rip thinks. He touches his face and is surprised. He has a very long beard. When Rip arrives at the village, the children point at his gray beard and the dogs bark at him. The village looks different. It is very big. There are new houses with new names on the doors. He sees new faces everywhere. Everything is changed. Poor Rip is very confused. How is this possible? This is my village. I can see the Catskill Mountains and the Hudson River, but everything is different. It must be the effect of the strong drink, Rip thinks. He finds his house and goes in. It is abandoned, and all the windows are broken, and there is no door. There is nothing in the house anymore. He calls for his wife and his children, but there is no answer. What is happening? Where is my family? He thinks.